and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca's speaking to us this month about the psychology of infants and children. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, do psychologists really think our adult problems always lead back to our experiences as babies?
No, because we can't know precisely the cause of some psychological problems, and we don't always know how our psychological problems will evolve. But we do look at developmental history, notably for cues and information about patterns of relationship. So we are all born dependent, and we all strive to become autonomous with psychological maturity. And these are, you know, contradictory, you know, fundamentals of the human experience. So we're looking at patterns of relationship and how we manage dependency and interdependency and autonomy.
So what do we know about babies and their emotions?
So we are innately built to attach, and we do that through cries, sucking, gripping, holding. An infant who is not held will be likely to have very serious consequences. We need to be held. We need to be touched. And that attachment happens through the holding of that baby. And it has functions, both protective in terms of comfort and consolation from real external threats, but also internal threats, like what experiences the baby might be having inside. But also the response of adults to the children, to the child, is fundamental for their capacity to develop a sense of self.
So is there a physiological birth and then a psychological one?
Yes, and it was Mahler who really proposed that distinction between physiological birth and psychological birth. And if you like, secure attachment allows for a separation to occur at different levels. And what we see physiologically is the, let's say, umbilical cord. And then from there, the capacity to develop a sense of self, which happens through the exploration of territory, like the learning how to walk, for example. But then also through the capacity to think, to feel, and to play, to be able to have curiosity beyond those parental figures that held you, to move your world into something separate and beyond them. So there's various layers of births and separations.
All right, okay. But I can also imagine then the same is true for a parent as well, because at one moment a parent, an adult, isn't a parent and then becomes a parent.
Exactly. Yeah. So we could say that the birth of the parent really begins in the mind of the parent before the child arrives. So that could begin with the desire to have a child, the incapacity to have a child, the necessity to go through, you know, medicalized procreation or adoption, for example. This is a beginning of your relationship in your mind between this desire and the holding of the desire. Do you want to have a boy? Do you want to have a girl? Do you want to repair a previous experience, repair your own childhood, et cetera, et cetera? There is the physiological process, or then the adoption process, for example, and then there's the actual reality of having a child. And if you like, we could consider this primary preoccupation of a newborn baby as a kind of normal state of mental illness, because the level of anxiety and hypervigilance is total, which is important for the well-being of the baby.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca on the website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.